boy Kirk, are you ready for another episode?
Pumped. I'm excited.
You seem pumped. It's good to see you, man.
It's good to see you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a little while. I was on the road. You were on the road.
Yeah, we were both roading.
Making money, doing stand-up.
What a crazy life.
Yeah, making
tens of dollars.
Not even. The exchange rate, I'm doing shows in Canada, and the exchange rate is not good, so it's eights of dollars.
How much did you make this week? I would prefer to tell you in pesos. In pesos, I did very well. Very, very well.
Hey, we're doing all right. We still don't have a day job, so that's good.
That's right.
I always wish that, like, I was a waiter for so long. I was like that, like, stereotypical comedian / waiter. And then I was like, oh, man, when I can finally afford to quit this and be a full-time professional comic, like, I'm going to storm in there and be like, take this job and shove it. You're cool. You suck. Like, the whole thing, you know?
Throw your apron at somebody.
And I went away for 10 days to do, like, my first ever, like 2-weekend road tour, mini tour. And I got a bunch of work lined up. I don't think I need a job anymore. And I was like, holy cow, this is going to be great. I was like building up in my head for like 6 years. I fly home, go back to like the restaurant I worked at.
This is going to end horribly.
My manager had been replaced, and the new manager replaced the entire staff and didn't know who I was.
So you couldn't even fire. You'd already been fired.
I was just taken. I was fired. There's no one to talk to. There was
You're
no.
Like, wait a minute! No, you don't fire me. I fire you.
They got me. The restaurant industry always wins.
Oh, tell me about it.
It always wins. All right.
You track this guy down. Hey, listen. You used to work at this restaurant. I'd like to submit my notice. I work at Home Depot now, buddy.
That's the way it goes. Life isn't fair. So today we're going to talk about, first we're going to do the weekly roundup, then we're going to talk about something that happened in Israel.
Israel, yeah, in Jerusalem, yeah.
About that affects autism, I think, and it affects language. And then we're going to end on the topic du jour is getting taken advantage of. Right? Are you worried about your loved one who's autistic getting taken advantage of, and like different measures that we've taken to prevent that? And
yeah, somebody trying to use your pain as a way to extract money from you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or in any way. And then, you know, there's, it's just something you got to deal with and something you got to prevent. And anyway, it's not all that heavy. How was your week?
Pretty good. I had a pretty good week. I, you know, we're doing this little show that we,
you're doing a stand-up show.
Yes. This monthly.
A benefit for mental illness.
Mental illness and neurodevelopmental disorders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The West Side Theater. So.
In Los Angeles.
Yes. Santa Monica. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, working on that. How about yours? How was your week? Anything exciting happened to you?
Well, my brother and I, our birthdays are coming up. Our birthdays are, 5 days apart, and in June, and so, you know, my brother's ramping up.
Nice.
He's really ramping. He will send me an email like months in advance.
So wait a minute. Does he plan his own party, or what are you talking about here?
He wants presents.
Got it.
He wants presents from me, and I bet you, like in February, March, you know, birthday's in June. He's already like, okay, April is enough. It is like we told him, like, okay, you can't start talking about it till May. Okay? You can't start, and like Christmas, you can't start talking about it until November. And he's like, okay, no problem. So, but just for months, he's like, oh, ooh, April's here.
It's on his calendar.
In 1 month, I'll be able to start asking Graham for presents. And then, like, May 1st every year, sure enough, Graham, I get, like, an email.
Just, like, out of the blue, like, I haven't been planning this. This hasn't been rewritten 16 times. This is just a fleeting thought.
So I got this May 1st at 6:16 a.m.
Okay.
The title of this email is, "Our birthdays are both in June."
News to Graham.
He goes, "Hello, big bro, and I hope you are still doing great. From little bro Peter."
Love
so
it.
For our birthdays that are both in June, here is what I would like to have. My next Star Wars, The Power of the Force toys, I would like to have are still, and I still need to have, the slave spaceship that Boba Fett, the bounty hunter, has. Then I would also like to have one of the Skiff Guard guys that has a face that looks like a pig's face. Look also, if you don't mind, maybe you could find me an awesome Star Wars t-shirt that shows the land speeder vehicle. From little bro Peter. P.S. As soon as you will need to reply back to me, you can be able to tell me about whatever you would like to have as a wonderful B-Day present from little bro Peter.
Aww.
So take great care just until you will need to reply back to me.
That's nice, actually. I didn't think... That's really sweet, though. He asks you what you want.
Well, because he's been trained to.
Haven't we all?
You noticed that was in
but
the PS.
We all have. The PS, which is longer than the body of the message, as always. But it's great.
No. For this one is the only one where the PS is shorter, because it's about what you want. Well, we were like, Peter, it's very important to give people presents and ask them. It's not all about you. And he's like, oh, okay, fine. But anyway, he's definitely the best, and you can't
That's
help
awesome.
It. But what happened was, the story behind the Star Wars thing is every Christmas and every birthday, I buy him vintage Star Wars toys that are 25 years old. They haven't made them in 25 years, but he wants them and doesn't understand that they don't make them anymore, so I have to find them on eBay. Why did he start liking that toy specific genre?
He knows you're rich.
No. It's because I went to a garage sale and I saw the Millennium Falcon. Like used.
I used to have that.
Yeah. But still in its box.
Yeah.
Right? It had, it didn't play it a bunch, but it still had the box, you know? And the box, so I bought it for like whatever it was, 20 bucks.
$6. Okay. 20 and bucks. Canadian, which is like a dollar. Okay.
Sure. Go F. Stop being racist. My people have been oppressed by your people long enough. We fought a war against you for liberty and won in 1812, and I'd like it to stay there. Anyway, so basically, I bought him this old toy with a box, but the box has pictures on it of other toys you can buy.
It's called marketing.
Yeah, and it works. But and so Peter's like, I want that, and then you buy him that, and that comes in a box, and that has a toy.
You're gonna have to start taking a black Sharpie, and when you hand him the box, cross everything out.
I like it.
You like it.
I'm into it. I love Star Wars, and it's my collection too. So I would say for 15 years, I've been building this collection. And he's got a full four-tiered bookshelf filled with... He's got land speeders. He's got TIE fighters. And they're all vintage. And so I'll find them on eBay. I'll spend however much money getting them shipped to Canada, which is like an extra 30 bucks, 50 bucks, whatever the hell it is each time. And the thing has been in its original packaging. Some nerd has meticulously kept it that way for 25 years. Peter will open it and be like, awesome. Just rip open the package and start playing with it.
We are going to... Let's make a Facebook page for this podcast. And I'm going to post those pictures. Send me those pictures of Peter's collection.
Yeah. I think
people get a kick out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's also a picture of him with getting a new Star Wars shirt.
Yeah, and I'll post some pictures of my son. That's great. I want to see that collection in action.
It's a great collection.
We could ask him to recreate battle scenes for us and take pictures. And
he'll do that. He'll be down for part of
the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. He would love that we're doing that.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
Posting the pictures. He'd be like, yeah, man. Anyway, that's
a great idea.
That's what happened with me and Pete. He usually buys me iTunes gift cards. It's pretty simple. Sometimes he buys me, he goes like off script and buys something awesome. Like one time he bought me, I'm a big Ottawa Senators fan. It's a hockey team.
Yeah, yeah.
And diehard fan. And they have like a third logo, like their third jersey kind of thing, mm-hmm. that I think is so cool. and he knows that, and then he found the hat.
Wow, that's really sweet.
And he, but that, like, that's like something that he wouldn't have been cognitively able to do, I don't think, when he was a teenager. He's 30 now. Like, I just think, like, just talking to him, engaging him more, he's like become, I think, smarter. Make it simple. Yeah. So, I mean, that stuff, like, breaks my heart. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah. Like, when you were, like, when you said...
in a good way, breaks my heart.
Yeah, that he had to be taught to... Listen, you need to get other people gifts, too. It's not all about you. I think we all have to be taught that. I mean, he probably learned a little bit 100%. Later, but we all...
We just know to hide it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
He doesn't know how to hide it.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, totally. You're totally right. He's just very honest.
Yeah, when you buy your girlfriend a gift, it's not like, well, I sure I should, she might listen to this podcast. I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure it's something you think about months in advance. And
no, for my girlfriend's birthday, I totally was like, jeez.
iTunes gift card.
What do I do? It's like so soon and I haven't planned anything. But I pulled it off. I did. I got her a good present.
Nice. You were in Canada. How was Canada? Was it good?
I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
Canada's a big place. I was in Toronto, and it was good. I went to go see her, you know. I'm in a long-distance relationship, which is whatever. But, you know, it's nice to it's nice to care about somebody for once in your life. It's a real, really shaking it up.
I agree.
I'm 33. I haven't had like a girlfriend that I cared. I mean, I had girlfriends that I was like faithful to and had fun hanging out with, but I didn't really. When we broke up, I was like, oh, sweet. I get to go sleep around now. Like, that was like my first thought.
So you care about this girl. That's nice.
Yeah.
Man. You're like becoming a complete human being. I like it.
Yeah. It's really
someday
weird.
When I grow up, I'm going to do that too.
It's so weird being a man, becoming a man.
So Peter is teaching you lessons. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess I should.
How was your week? What's going on?
Let's see. I could talk about this, I guess. My son is, we're talking about, his mom is thinking about moving to Sweden now. And so she's half Sri Lankan, half Swedish. So she has dual citizenship. So it's like an option. And so ideally, I really want him here. And it's been a frustrating thing. Like, I guess I'm hesitant to talk about this just because it's so frustrating. But I guess it's good. It's good in that we know as a society what we put our, you know, emphasis on. And I think it's a shame that it's been so hard to find facilities for him here. I don't think it's...
It is a shame.
You know, I think it's something that... I don't think it's a waste of money if you... I mean, how you treat your prisoners and you're disabled and you're disenfranchised is one way you can judge, like, you know, how advanced your society is.
Absolutely, 100%.
And the fact that you can't provide basic things for my son, and not that I'm so great, but I do pay taxes, and I don't cheat on them, and I've paid taxes for years, and Social Security, and all that stuff. It's like...
You were told growing up you live in the greatest country in the world.
And it's still one of the top, whatever, the
it
best.
Is, but it, I think it, we need it, to, it, we is
could, we could change our emphasis.
Yeah, but it's not fair. It's not fair because the country could afford to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't like the word fair because nothing's fair. Like,
well,
I
mean, look,
is Africa
not
fair?
Right,
nothing's
then.
Fair.
It's not
there
right.
We go. I like that better.
It's not right. It's not right that there's some sort of defense spending that is only being done to make somebody's buddy rich right now, you know, or whatever spending. You know what I mean? It just bothers me. It bothers me because you know what's going to happen is these people are going to end up on the street and they're going to bother you. Yeah. They're going to bother you. You're going to have to go live in a walled in place in a suburb somewhere, you know, and be scared of people outside those walls. That's not a society. Pay for people so you're not scared. Pay for people so they're okay.
Yeah. And what are we talking about? I mean, it's not like he needs a... Anyway, when you talk about...
He needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
He needs... Look, you're also a member of society, and then that's a lot of your time and energy that you are no longer devoting to building a career that will pay a bunch of taxes.
Yeah,
now you're spending a lot of your time where you could be building your career. Your income tax is, you know, that's spent struggling to take care of this kid.
Graham and I are like on probably a little bit, I think all smart people meet in the middle, but I think we're come at it from slightly different points of view politically, but I still don't understand how, and we can have a whole discussion about the military industrial complex and how
that's, I just picked a thing. I don't
I don't understand something. There has to be room to take care of your disabled citizens. I don't, you know, we can nitpick about what, but where that money comes from, but how you can live in California and, you know, I'm self-employed. So you pay your federal taxes and then you also pay your Social Security. And then since you're self-employed, you have to match. It's probably too much. You don't know because you're not American, but you have to match your own.
The same thing.
Okay. So like if I worked for Target, you know, they withhold whatever it is, 6.2%, I think it is. And then Target matches it. But since I don't work for Target, I have to do both sides. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I put money to Social Security. And so, you know, part of what Social Security should go towards is the handicapped. Anyway, whatever. I just, yes, not to make this a heavy subject, but yeah, I just can't figure out how we can't get this right for him. How it's not, how there's not something available for him here. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my week in review.
No, totally. That's such a good topic, though. It's so real.
Yeah.
And it's completely silly. And like you're thinking he might have to move to Sweden. That's not fair. He's an American. America should be able to take care of him.
Well, that's, I guess that's what it comes down to. How can, and I'm not, you know.
You're not anti-American.
I'm 100%.
You love America,
love
which
America.
Is great.
We have a lot of family in the military.
Yeah.
I don't,
100%. You're not shitting on America or crapping on America. I understand that. But being part of part of loving something is knowing its faults and wanting to fix those faults.
And I guess that's what it is. I feel like, I'm not in a, I don't feel like, obviously, clearly America has issues like everything else, and let's work to fix them. And I think one of the things that needs to be changed is I think there should be budget for the handicapped, and I feel like, or the disabled, or whatever you want to, you know. Mm-hmm. But to not do it is short-sighted and, in my opinion, wrong. Yeah, from my point of view, mm-hmm. wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the short answer for that.
No, totally.
That's my political stump speech.
I get it. You can love something and critique it, you know, which is how my girlfriend feels. So I know about that.
About you.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that'll be the week in review. Let's move on to In the News. In the News.
In the News.
Boom. This is very interesting, actually. This sort of piggybacks off what we were talking about a couple episodes ago. Maybe it was last episode. Anyway, it's about how language is changing, how you can take away the word retarded and replace it, and then it'll just be... It'll be that thing in 20 years. People will find a way. And this is particularly bothersome. Like, autism is not a bad word. You know?
Right.
It's not a bad word.
No.
But look what's happening in Israel. Explain.
This may become a surprise to me, but Israel's having a few problems. There's a little conflict there. It's been going on. Me and Graham have thought about solving it during this podcast.
We have.
But we've got bigger things on our plate.
We probably meet pretty closely on that particular issue, actually. Anyway.
Well, we don't have to talk about that. Well, anyway.
Yeah. There are plenty of other podcasts and AM radio where you can talk about that. But anyway.
Basically, this gentleman who I'm going to butcher his name, but Avigdor Lieberman, I can say the Lieberman part, apologized on Thursday evening for saying in a radio interview earlier in the day that anyone who thinks...
Who is he, by the way?
He is, I believe, the FM, which I think stands for Foreign Minister.
Okay.
And
so he's an official. He's not just some caller.
He's a government.
Right.
Yes. He's definitely a member. I believe he's a member of the cabinet.
Okay.
And
so he said this.
It was part of the surrounding discussion around Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans to sit down with, to have these discussions. He says, anyone who thinks going back to the 67 borders, there's a big war in 67 for our listeners who don't know any news outside of America, but there's a big war over there. And so he says, anyone who thinks going back to the 67 borders would solve the dispute has autism, end quote. The implication being somehow somebody who has a neurodevelopmental disorder has a hard time with their neurons firing or making eye contact or something. Their view of international politics in the Middle East is incorrect, mm-hmm. hence for autistic.
Right. He's found a way to make autism an insult.
Basically, clearly, he's anyone not agreeing with his political point of view is autistic. Uh-huh. That's what he's saying.
Wow, that's funny how words can be just changed.
Used to harm.
Yeah, used to harm. Like, Dick used to be the name of a guy, and now I'm going to call this guy a dick. You know? That guy's just a dick.
It's unbelievable. I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised that he would say, how he would think that would go, people would be like, yeah, he is. Now that you mention it.
It is amazing how dumb politicians are.
Sometimes. You know you'll be recorded. It's an interview.
Amazing to me how they can be so dumb sometimes. It's like, oh. And I mean, what's crazy is like, this is something that he thinks. Like, even he probably apologized and was like, oh, I didn't mean that. I meant something else. Well, you know what? You said it in the heat of the moment because there was no filter. That's what you meant.
But in an interview, we could get a whole discussion about what you say in the confines of your living room to your wife.
Sure.
But when you're a public official and you have an interview about the War of 67, so like, I'm not a history nerd, but buff, but I'm a nerd. But there was a war. Mm-hmm. Several nations attacked Israel. Israel attacked back and moved the borders farther out, mm-hmm. and took land from different countries. And that's been the new borders since 67. And so for him to say, if you want the borders to go back to the way it was 40 years ago, you're autistic. Doesn't even. Anyway, he doesn't even have a clear concept of what autism means.
He basically just said retarded.
Right.
He knows that's wrong. So he went.
So he said autistic.
So he said autistic. He chose a real group. Like, what a. I mean, but that's. It's definitely bothersome. It's insulting to me. It's insulting to you. It makes me angry. But it's also like. It is just a word, you know, and it just goes to show you how words can change.
Yeah.
And how, you know, I don't know. I haven't really fully processed it, I guess. I just feel like I hate that guy. And I'm trying not to let a word get the best of me.
I think to me, like, the initial thing it brings to mind is, let's ask Peter what he thinks. Hey, Peter, you think moving the borders back to the 76 in Israel, moving the borders back to the 76 lines is appropriate? No, not really. Clearly, sir, you're wrong, because Peter, we asked an autistic person. He doesn't think, like, it doesn't make any sense.
If I explained to Peter what happened in 1967,
yeah.
Like, it would take me a while, but if I, like, explained to him and
there was a war,
put him in a context
borders.
He could understand, you know.
Think of when Star Wars attacked, you had the Clone Empire. Mm-hmm.
Sure. He'd be like, oh, well, that's not right. Or he might agree. He might agree with this guy.
You might, but autism is irrelevant to the point.
I know. That's my point. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what are you thinking right now? You just sighed and looked at the. Are you thinking about your son?
Yeah, I'm just stumped that, like. Not like feel sorry for me, boo hoo, but like our situation with my son is like.
You don't need any other people. You don't need any other people holding us down. You already have enough trouble.
Yeah. Life's got enough issues. I don't need you. Trying to pull my son's condition into the Middle East peace conflict. It's like, listen, you guys, this war has been going on long before he was born, and it'll go on long after he's dead. And you don't need to pull in his condition for name calling. You guys already hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about it.
Well, the Israeli foreign minister is a dick. Moving on. The topic du jour, topic we're going to tackle today, is people taking advantage of autistic people. There are all sorts of so-called medical practitioners who take advantage. It's obviously a very scary thing, autism, and they know young parents are are scared, and they're taking advantage of scared people. There's what are they called? Not osteopaths, but they're not MDs, but they pretend to be, and they give you like little potions and stuff, and they
snake oil salesmen.
No, that's what I call them. But I mean, they're the type of people who they're like, don't give your baby shots, you know, take these pills. These like pills that I made in my basement.
Well, I think like to me, it ties into the last issue. You know, you've got this guy who has a almost unsolvable issue in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and he tries to pull in. You know, there's a side shot at autistic people for some reason. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of thing. People trying to make money, and they try to target people who are in pain, who will do absolutely anything for their son. You know, mm-hmm. I lived in Texas for a while when I had a corporate job, and we saw on CNN there was a special school in New York, a public school called PS176X. And so we moved, basically. We up and moved. I sold my house. I was like, we'll figure something out, and I'm going to move to New York because I wanted my son to be in this program because he was like, this would have been, he's probably 10 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if there's anything I could do for my kid mm-hmm. to get him to... You know, I know there's different opinions on if you can, quote unquote, recover out of autism or whatever, but to be a functioning adult, if all it took for me was to get him in the school, great. No mm-hmm. big deal. I'll figure out. I'll work. I'll figure something out. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of work. And so I think parents will do anything for their kids mm-hmm. to try. You try. You know, we tried like swim therapy for him. We tried horse therapy, whatever right. you call that. We've tried. So there's people that try chelation, like where you take the metals out of people's blood. They try... You know, there's different discussions on shots and not shots, and I don't want to get into that too much. But so there's a doctor now who's giving people bleach enemas. An enema, for people who don't know, is not a sea anemone. That's something else. It's a where they squirt water up your rear end so you can go to the bathroom if you're constipated. Mm-hmm. And so she puts this chlorine bleach solution in it, and now she's moving to down south somewhere. She's moving so she can keep doing it. She's moving to Mexico. Yeah, she's moving to Mexico. I didn't want to say that if I was wrong, but Chicago woman's moving to Mexico to continue, quote unquote, curing autism with bleach solution, and defended her, quote unquote, miracle treatment against haters and trolls.
Oh my God.
I just think it's like a special ring of hell for these people that,
I'm so like angry. I want to go to Mexico and find her.
You know, like we were raised like in the Christian tradition. So like that's the version of people that use Christianity for their own personal gain. Like if you mm-hmm. There's all sorts of preachers that preach like a whole, we don't have to get into religion, but it's the same kind of thing where you use religion to get yourself rich and you use people's pain as an excuse to separate them from their money. Mm-hmm. It's like it's insanity. Yeah, it's
That preacher in New York, Creflo Dollar.
I think he was down south, but yeah, like he did a fundraiser for his own plane. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah, you want
crowd sourcing for a plane.
He needed a new personal Learjet.
Learjet, yeah. But it's the same kind of thing where they're, you know, people are honestly in pain, and so like I feel like it's to equate it to me when I saw this school. You know, we had a nice house in Texas and a nice, you know, kids were settled and it was good. And I worked, had a job, and. And to quit your, you know, to uproot everything, sell your house, which anybody sold a house knows what a pain in the butt that is, and move everything to New York to live in the Bronx. We lived East Bronx to be, New York's expensive. So it was like, okay, and you got kids. And so like, you have to have a couple rooms. So like the Bronx is the last,
right,
the cheapest neighborhood that you can, you know, if it starts with Manhattan, mm-hmm. then there's Brooklyn and probably Staten Island, Queens, whatever. Bronx is like, that's a cheap place. So what I'm saying is, if you do all that just to give your kid a chance,
right?
To I wouldn't put it above myself to if this person was really a good speaker and really could try to talk people into it. I'm not saying I'm above, you know, falling for some being hoodwinked by some morons.
Right.
So, yeah, it really bugs me when these people go out of their way to just just really screw people who are already in pain.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there needs to be some, like, Autism Defense League.
Just like a vigilante of people dressed in Star Wars t-shirts beating the crap out of people?
Oh, my God.
I'm down.
Oh, I just got so happy picturing that.
Just making house calls.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like really hiked up Walmart jeans.
we've heard some bad things. Yeah. We've heard some bad reports about you, ma'am.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, that's like you said, there's a special ring of hell for those people. I don't know. She's definitely preying on the uneducated, disenfranchised set of people who don't know any other people or have any access to doctors or, you know, I know that.
I think desperate too, because I'm pretty well educated. And I'm telling you, if you catch me on a bad day and I'm desperate.
Yeah, maybe you're desperate, but it's like you have a support group, a support system. You have family around you to be like, Kirk, you're not thinking logically right now.
Right.
They're going to put bleach up your kid's butt.
I'm not saying I would do this.
You'd be like, oh yeah, wait.
I'm saying,
that would really hurt him.
I'm saying the onus is not on the parents. It's on this lady for being a jerk.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
I easily see how you have a single mom, single dad.
Sure.
He's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
He or she doesn't know what he's doing. You're uneducated. This is the first you've heard of it.
Right.
And she, quote unquote, presents you statistics and...
And she's calling herself an MD. She's a doctor.
Snake oil salesmen have been around since,
yep.
I mean, hundreds of years, thousands of years. Mm-hmm. We've had bloodlet. We've had everything in society. So, like, this is just in the tradition of, I just hope she, something terrible happens to her. I know that sounds terrible, but it can happen to a nicer person.
Yeah. Well, we'll find her address. We can all go down to Mexico and have a vacation. Coming up next.
We'll be all dressed as Star Wars t-shirts. I'll sell them to you personally, only for $148, 16 easy payments with interest. And then we can be part of my posse. And you can do anything where you can always like try to extort people for, anyway.
That's it. We did it.
One more down, number eight.
Number eight. That's pretty good, man. I think it's going well.
I think it's a heavy one. I think it was good.
Yeah, well, it wasn't too heavy.
Yeah.
We tackled some real topics.
Yeah, it was good, man.
I like our podcast.
We've got two fans here, two people that subscribe for sure.
We got a bunch.
We do, actually.
It's growing, by the way, and we appreciate it, everybody. Tell your friends.
Yeah, spread the word.
Yeah, we're getting some mentions on some autistic Facebook pages, which is great. And people are sharing it. Numbers are going up. And I couldn't be happier that people are enjoying it and hopefully helping people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like us. Give us a good rating on iTunes. And... And a review if you have a second. It would only take a second, and it would really, really help us. If you could share it, subscribe it, give us a rating, take 2 seconds, and it would help us keep doing it. People have been doing it, and if you've already done it, we really, really appreciate it. That's all I got to say. I'm Graham K. Anything you want to say, Kirk?
No, we're going to have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. Please like us on the Facebook page. And, I'm down with what Graham said.
All right. He's down. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.